Friends, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord. For why? Come then, let us worship God.
Spirit of grace, flow through us on this most amazing day. We sing your praise for this joyous celebration, for this 20th anniversary commemoration, for the many ways you have guided and supported your people throughout the ages. We give you thanks. Continue to live through us as we worship, as we work. To the glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
The proof of God's amazing love. Is that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now perhaps one might choose to die for someone who is really good, but while we were sinners, Christ died for us. If then, while we were enemies of God, Christ died for us, God saved us by the death of his Son, how much more shall we be saved now that we are reconciled? By his life. Brothers and sisters, let us confess our sin before God, trusting in the mercy of grace of Jesus Christ. Please join me in the response of prayer. Holy God, maker of all, have mercy. Jesus Christ, servant of the poor, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, breath of life, have mercy on us. Let us in silence remember our own faults and failings. I confess to God in the company of all God's people that my life and the life of the world are broken by my sin.
May God forgive you, Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love.
Amen.
We confess to God and in the company of all God's people that our lives and the life of the world are broken by our sin.
May God forgive you, and Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Please share Christ's peace with one another.
Good morning. Welcome to worship. Excuse me. Oh. I will sit down. It's okay. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to worship on this Lord's Day. Welcome to Catonsville Presbyterian Church. Welcome to worship on this Reformation Sunday. Welcome to the family and friends of Colin Daniel, who will be baptized a little bit later on in the service today. On this day, on this Reformation Sunday, we are grateful for our heritage, but also look forward to looking into the future and being open to the future that God is giving us. We have our friend Martin Luther here off to the side. If you haven't seen him already, he will be in Fellowship Hall. You could take selfies with him and post it and share it. And someone up here actually has Here I Stand socks, which is what Martin Luther said during the Reformation. Here I stand, I can do nothing else. And someone up here has, David has, Here I Stand socks on today for the occasion. So thank you, David. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday, and we will remembering the saints who have gone on before us. If there is someone that you would like us to remember this next Sunday, please be sure to send an email just to the church office or give the office a call. Jeff Bolognese has a word for us this morning.
Good morning. By now, hopefully, you've all heard about the upcoming bystander intervention training. It'll be here next week from 2 to 5. There's details in the Life in the Community, so I won't go into that. Two important notes. First off, thanks for the tremendous response. We now have over 60 people registered for this program, and a significant portion of those, at least a third, are from outside of this community. So we're really excited about that. The bad news is, as we are approaching our limit of capacity, you will no longer be able to register through the electronic Eventbrite link that's in here. So if you want to register, please email me directly and let me know, and we'll see if we can get you into that program. We're very excited about it, and we hope that we will see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll also like to thank Ed Kitlowski, who is our guest piper here today. And when you see him, you could wish him a happy birthday, because today is his birthday. And so I hear that there is something else going on in the life of the church today. And David Hutton has a word.
Good morning. My name is David Hutton, and I'm the clerk of session here at Catonsville Presbyterian Church. On behalf of the session at CPC, I would like to welcome the members, friends, and guests on this Reformation Sunday as we celebrate the 20 years of ministry of our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Kenneth E. Kovacs. Today we celebrate, we say congratulations, and most of all we say thank you to Ken for 20 years of inspired and inspiring ministry on our behalf. And here are just a few of the many things for which we are thankful to Ken and his leadership. For thriving adult education programs, including Sunday morning adult ed, a contemplative prayer group, Thursday morning Bible study, and others. The renovation of our church building to enhance its accessibility and its welcoming aspect, including $1 million capital campaign. And the second capital campaign, to retire our mortgage ahead of schedule. And after a member's bequest left us with a financial windfall, Ken guided the establishment of the Envision Fund, which bestows grants for mission projects, for ministry development, for peace and justice advocacy, and capital improvement projects. Ken has led members of the congregation on inspiring and educational trips to Scotland, the Presbyterian Holy Land, Italy, Greece, and Turkey in the footsteps of Peter and Paul, and Switzerland, the birthplace of the Reformation. And in a very special aspect of his leadership, he convinced us and he prepared us to carry on without him during his two sabbaticals. I know that today we have many special visitors with us, relatives and friends of Ken, who are here to share in this celebration, and I hope that you will take pleasure in seeing the love and respect that we have for Ken Kovacs. We extend our warmest welcome to all of you today, and we look forward to meeting you after worship in fellowship hour and or at the lunch to follow. At the close of this morning's service, Ken will be greeting us at the side door on your left, which allows you to enter Fellowship Hall directly. That way, Ken has a shorter distance to travel, so we can continue our celebration with cake and conversation. And next, I'd like to introduce another special guest who is here in an official capacity, the Reverend Jackie Taylor, Executive Presbyter of the Presbytery of Baltimore. Jackie?
Good morning, Catonsville. You know, if I had known there was going to be the Martin Luther statue in the Sox, I would have loaned Ken my John Calvin bobblehead. Maybe next time. I bring you greetings from the other 64 congregations and worshiping communities that make up the Presbytery of Baltimore. Your presbytery expands all the way out to Frostburg, up to the Susquehanna River through Harper County, Baltimore City and County, and down past Annapolis. This is a great day in the life of Catonsville. I was doing some research and I was trying to find something biblical about the number 20. And the only thing that was in there was all this waiting, you know, waiting for the ark to come back, waiting, Jacob waited for his inheritance. So the Bible really isn't going to help you in this one. But I did look up numerology, and the number 20 in numerology means peace, prosperity, and harmony. And from what I just heard a few minutes ago, it sounds like you've got all that going on in Catonsville Church. So on behalf of your brothers and sisters in this presbytery, congratulations, Catonsville, and congratulations, Ken, for 20 years of marvelous ministry. Thank you.
We will indeed have an opportunity to applaud Ken. Slight change. He is going to go into Fellowship Hall first, not greet at the door. You can greet him in Fellowship Hall. We know better than to get between you and cake. So he's going to slice the cake, eat. We'll do a little bit of speechifying. And children, please be sure to meet me in there when I call you, because we're going to present a card and we're going to sing together. So speaking of singing, would the children please come forward? We have our children's choir, children and youth choir, who are going to sing. And if you have money to put in the hard hat for the Dust Mass to Puerto Rico, we have that right here. Would you just hold that for me? All right. Awesome.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you to you all, friends and family here on this special day. Thank you for your love and for your support. I am truly, truly grateful and touched by your generosity. I would like to extend a very special welcome to Sheila Brown, who is here from Scotland, very dear friend of mine, all the way from Scotland, and Linda and David, also from New Jersey, and our ties to St. Andrews and Scotland. Thank you for being here today. And I want to offer a special welcome and thanks to my good friend David Douthit. David, I think I've known you since 1984, 1985. We were in Princeton Seminary together one year ahead of me, and Christy Waltersdorf, my dear, dear friend Christy. Christy and I were in the same class, and we were ordained 1 week apart. You couldn't come to my ordination, and I couldn't attend your ordination, but it just thrills my heart to know that you are here and worshiping together. You know, we all have a lot of minister friends, and we don't get to worship with each other because we have other Sunday gigs generally, and so it's very difficult to watch and to share in worship with dear friends who are pastors. So it's great to share this space with you today. Friends, let us pray together. Guide us, O Lord, by your word and by your spirit, that in your light we may see light, and in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us listen now for God's word as it comes to us from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 5, beginning at verse 14. Listen now for what the Spirit says to the church. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died, and he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Come, my joy, my love, my heart. Such a joy as none can move. Such a love as none can part. Such a heart as joys in love. Amen. For the love of Christ urges us on. For the love of Christ urges us on forward, never back. Christ is always out ahead of us. He goes before us. He summons us, entices us, pulls us, leads us ever deeper into something new. Didn't he tell his disciples, "After I am raised up, I will go ahead of you in Galilee"? And didn't the angel say to terrified women at the tomb, the first to witness resurrection, "Do not be afraid. He has been raised from the dead. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." For the love of Christ urges us on. Now, this text in 2 Corinthians might seem like an odd text for Reformation Sunday and for this service giving thanks for 20 years of ministry together. On Reformation Sundays, we often look back to the needed reforms of the church in the 16th century. We celebrate Martin Luther. We sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." You know how much I love this Sunday. Twice have I been in Zurich for Reformation Sunday worship, once in Zwingli's church, and together we boldly sang Luther's hymn, "Ein fester Berg, ist unser Gott." Ein fester Berg, ist unser Gott, a mighty fortress is our God. It was amazing to hear all that voice, all those voices in German belting out this hymn. Today marks the 500th anniversary of the beginning of Reform in Zurich this weekend. We remember Calvin in Geneva and Knox in Edinburgh, but the Reformation also had a shadow side. The Reformers did some really terrible things to people. Just ask the Anabaptists. Just ask Christy Waltersdorf. She can tell you. She can tell you how bad we were to the Anabaptists. Christy often reminds me how bad we were to the Anabaptists. The Reformation split the church, and it continues to split and divide and tear asunder the body of Christ. So we have to be careful about sugarcoating the past. And I'm talking about myself here, as I can sometimes get lost in the past. I love history, as you know, and I can be nostalgic. Anticipating today's worship over the past couple of weeks have, to be honest, very emotional for me. I'm really grateful for the work that we have done together these 20 years, for the growth, for the challenges, the opportunities, the laughter, and some of the really zany things we did together and discovered together. Like dead deer carcasses buried under the macadam out here. There's a good story behind that, which I'll have to tell you about. We lived through not one, but two capital campaigns, renovated this building, but more significantly, we helped build lives, cared for one another, helped one another, supported and tried to love one another into the reconciling love of God. I look back at all the baptisms at this font, watching children grow and develop and venture forth from these walls out into the world. I think of all of the weddings, and I think of the funerals, the people we said goodbye to. I pulled out the bulletin from my installation service in 1999 and was struck by the people no longer with us. John Schwartz, who chaired the search committee, Ed Roberts, Cherry Marshall, Lawson Brown. We are truly surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. As many ministers here know, it is truly a profound privilege to be a servant of the Word, to be an ambassador for Christ, however inadequate. Pastor, preacher, teacher, counselor, engaging in this ministry of reconciliation. And I look back and I remember and give thanks to God for God's grace and for the grace and the acceptance of this congregation, which I have felt and truly known. So I stand here feeling blessed and grateful. But Paul says, the love of Christ urges us on. Still, the love of Christ urges us on. We cannot stay where we are. We cannot go back. We move into the future ahead. That's where we meet Christ. As I have said to myself countless times walking on the Camino across Spain, and as countless times people have said back to me when I was tired, they said, Otrea, Otrea, an old Basque word that means onward, forward, keep moving, one more step, pilgrim, one more step, one more step. George MacLeod, the founder of the Iona community in Scotland, said that the Christian is always leaning into the future. That is our posture. We lean into the future. We lean with confidence and hope because the love of Christ urges us on. And because, as Paul knew personally, that around us and in us, within the world and around the world, right to the very core of our psyches, there is a new creation. Something has happened. Something is happening. I don't fully understand it, but I know it's true. There is a new creation. When I was in college, I read the sermons of theologian Paul Tillich, and I immersed myself in those sermons, those sublime sermons, and it was reading those sermons that I first sensed the call to preach. My own religious experiences resonated deeply with what he was pointing toward, and I knew that I had to be faithful to what I discovered. And I remember in one sermon I was struck by these words, and I said, this is it. This is it. Right here, this is it. And words that continue to reverberate in my life. Tillich said, we want only to communicate to you an experience that we have had, that here and there in the world, and now and then in ourselves, is a new creation, usually hidden, but sometimes manifest, but certainly manifest in Jesus, who is called the Christ. And what is this new creation? It's grace, and it's joy, and it's hope. It's forgiveness and reconciliation. It's personal transformation, the transfiguration of reality. It's justice and wholeness and restoration. It's the font of new beginnings. It's life where death once reigned. It's resurrection itself. And it's real, and it's happening. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. You see, everything has become new. A new creation, Paul said, is everything. And this new creation is not a static thing that happened a long time ago. It's more like a creating, a creatio continua, continually happening in each moment of our lives. For Christ is making all things new. This new thing is genuinely new. It's unprecedented, it's unexpected, it's unanticipated by either the past or the present. And thus God is continually holding out for us an entirely different future, not by renegotiating our relationship to the past, but by doing something entirely, radically new. For the love of Christ is establishing a new order, not taking us back to a glorified, sometimes imagined past, but forward to someplace new. Sure, friends, history is great, but history as we know cannot save you. History is not redemptive. And for the person of faith, history is never, ever our destiny. And nostalgia has no place here whatsoever. We were never, ever called to go back to Eden. but forward into the new creation that God is bringing about in you and me. For remember, God placed an angel with a flaming sword to the east of Eden to make sure we never, ever go back there. We cannot go back, for the new creation is before us. The new creation is changing the direction and meaning and purpose of our lives. And because it is grace, it's transforming our lives and granting a new future that is not the product of the past. And therefore, it is sheer gift and radically new. The love of Christ, friends, is urging us into new creation. And the love of Christ is urging the church into the new creation. Move there. Go there. The Swiss psychologist Carl Jung once said that the advocates of Christianity squander their energies in the mere preservation of what had come down to them, with no thought of building on their house and making it roomier. Can you imagine the church creating new rooms, becoming spacious, expansive, something new? Not static, not a museum, not a historical preservation society, but continually participating in that new thing that God is doing in the world, creating a space for us to live into that new creation for all people. Formed and reformed and always reforming by the Word, energized by the Spirit, we're sent out to witness that new creation. For the love of God urges us on, forward, always ahead of us. His love summoning us, enticing us, inviting us, pulling us, leading us ever deeper into the new creation. This is our work. This is our task. This is our vocation. Amen.
Thank you.
We're switching it up on you. We're doing our offering, then going to the baptism. So friends, God invites us into a ministry of healing, hope, justice, and reconciliation. So let us give gladly and generously, in faithfulness for all God's goodness throughout the generations. Our morning offering will now be received.
Lord, all of love, assure, you, Lord, are both friends.
Let us pray together. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we give you thanks and praise and dedicate to you our thoughts, our words, our gifts, our deeds, the working of our hands, the thinking of our minds, the loving of our hearts. Amen.
Okay, David's going to call.
Mr. Moderator, friends, on behalf of the session, I present for the sacrament of baptism, Colin Daniel Griffin. Colin is the son of members Kurt and Amanda Griffin, and brother to Jackson.
Why don't you stay here? Perfect. And James Barisi is helping me here at the font today. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the close of the age." Hear these words from Scripture. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Scripture reminds us that the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls. And so, obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. So let us remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament. Kurt and Amanda, I have several questions for you. Do you desire that Colin Daniel be baptized? And relying upon God's grace, do you promise to continue to live the Christian faith and to teach that faith to your child, do you? May the congregation please rise.
Do we, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Colin Daniel by word and deed with love and prayer, encouraging him to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of his church?
We do. You may be seated. And let us pray. Eternal and gracious God, we give you thanks that in countless ways you have revealed yourself in ages past and have blessed us with the signs of your grace. We praise you for sending your son Jesus, who was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and was anointed as the Christ by your Holy Spirit. Through the baptism of his death and resurrection, you set us free from the bondage of sin and death and give us cleansing and rebirth. We praise you that in baptism you give us your Spirit, who teaches us and leads us into all truth, filling us with a variety of gifts, that we might proclaim the gospel to all nations. So come, Holy One, now, and pour out your Holy Spirit upon this water, that this font may be your womb of new birth. Loving One, may Colin, who now passes through these waters, be delivered from death to life, from bondage to freedom, from sin to righteousness. Bind him to the household of faith. Guard him from all evil. Strengthen him to serve you with joy until the day you make all things new. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Could you just hold that for me? Okay. Kurt and Amanda, what's the name of your child? Mm-hmm. Hi there. Just woke up, I hear. Yes. Colin Daniel, child of God, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and forevermore. Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the life of the church. Amen. To remember this day, we have his baptismal certificate. And also, if you make your way into Fellowship Hall, we have a card for everyone to sign so that Colin will remember this day and you all get to be witnesses of what took place today. Thank you. Let us pray together. Gracious God, giver of all life, we pray for Amanda, and we pray for Kurt. And let me stop there and say that we're also remembering your grandmother, Rose Mestro Domenico, who was 91 and died just about a week and a half ago, and really wanted to be here today. And so we are really mindful of her presence and her spirit around us as we pray today. Gracious God, giver of all life, we thank you for your presence and ask for your spirit to bless Kurt and Amanda. Guide them in wisdom and patience. Guide Colin in the way of Jesus Christ and the faith of the church. Let your peace and joy dwell in their home, that their family life may be instructed by faith, sustained by prayer, and governed by love. Strengthen them in their own baptism, that they may rejoice as children of God and serve you faithfully. Loving, gracious God, ever-living God, in your mercy, you promise to be not only our God, but also the God of our children. And we thank you for receiving Colin Daniel by baptism. Keep him always in your love. Guide him as he grows in faith. Protect him in all the dangers and temptations of life. And bring him to confess Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and to be his faithful disciple to the end of his life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, James.
As we prepare to join in prayer, I bring you prayer requests from the Pink Sheet and from the life of the community. Cheryl Thurber asks prayers for her daughter Chloe and her friends who are dealing with the death of their friend, young Travis, who died of alcohol abuse at the age of 30. Holly Einolstad made it through his heart surgery with flying colors. He's already home. And that said, she wants us to know her stepbrother is still in the hospital with a collapsed lung. Sherry Komisak asked for prayers. Her friend Sue's son, Matt, was killed in a fatal car accident this past Thursday morning right here on Route 70. We're praying for our administrative assistant, Shirley Winters. Her brother, Jim, had a massive stroke this past week and is in hospice care. We lift up Jackie Taylor as she grieves her father, Randolph Taylor. Her father died this past week on Wednesday. In joyous news, we continue to pray for Jason and Jenny Tang. They are in China picking up little Vincent, who will return home with them, their adopted son. And Graham and Gabriel Frank have moved out of the NICU and are, I call it the feeder grower hospital. So we rejoice with Ellen and Andrew, and pray that the twins will be home soon. So for all these, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Beloved children of Christ, please pray with me. Gracious God, how blessed we are to gather in this holy place to worship you. We are grateful for your presence with us in these moments and in all moments of our lives. We ask your blessing on those we have named and those we know who need to feel your presence. How blessed we are to celebrate 20 years of ministry with this pastor and this family of faith. Thank you for their willingness to answer your call and take a chance on each other 2 decades ago. Thank you for the ways in which they have grown in their faith and witness. Thank you for the ways in which their relationships have grown richer and deeper over the years. We give you thanks, Holy God, for Pastor Ken, for his strong commitment to Christ, his wise leadership, his sense of humor, and his great love for these people. Bless him as he continues to preach powerful and insightful sermons, as he continues to provide loving pastoral care, and as he continues to challenge this congregation to discern and follow your vision for them. Bless Mark and Angus and their family and friends as they provide support for Ken's life and ministry. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the good folks of this congregation. May they continue to grow in their relationship with you and with one another. May they continue to have the courage to speak your truth in an age of lies. May they continue to take a stand for the powerless and the oppressed. And may they continue to stand with your children around the world. May they continue to seek the way of Christ in their life together. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your blessings of the past, your gifts of today, and we look forward to your holy surprises in the future. We are your grateful people. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Let me walk where you don't know and never be the same. Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you know you're the cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I ever call your name? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what? Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me. Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you.
Now let us go from this place rejoicing in God's grace, leaning into that future, leaning into that new creation. And as you go, may the blessings of Almighty God, Father and Son and life-giving Spirit be with you and those you love this day and forevermore. Go in God's peace. Amen.